Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Emily.
So today we're talking about our fun fact article. We're going to look at something that, to be honest, as a teacher here for a while, does confuse a lot of students. And to be honest, it can confuse a lot of teachers as well. We have to go and look up the rules for punctuation. Okay, punctuation is the dots, the commas, the slashes, the lines, all of those little marks in a sentence which tells you a bit about how to say it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that confuses you?
Oh, well, the rules can change depending on which country you're from, even if it's a Western country, like from England to the US.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it can be confusing even for native speakers.
Yeah, it's hard to know when to use it, when not to use it, and how to use it when we have to. Punctuation marks that confuse me a lot are probably the comma, because you could just argue for days about what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, in today's article, we are going to look at a few different types of pronunciation and a few other little marks that you find and check out some fun facts about them. Let's start the article.
Reading. Fun facts. What is the dot over the small letter I and J actually called? A. A tittle. B. A period. C. A comma. You have no problem connecting the dots if you picked A. Many languages add certain marks to their letters or characters that indicate a change in sound or meaning. Examples include the German umlaut, the Japanese dakuten, and the tittle. Where did this little dot come from? In general, a tittle refers to any small point or mark in writing and printing. The word comes from the Latin titulus, which means title. It first appeared in the 11th century and was used to make the two letters I and J stand out among other letters. These days, many different alphabets use tittles, especially for the letter I. For example, Turkish actually has two letter I's, one with a tittle and one without. Of course, whichever I you use in Turkish dramatically changes the meaning of a word, making the tittle very important.
So our article starts, what is the dot over the small letter I and J actually called? And we see this new word, dot. It's a noun, and we can spell it D-O-T, dot. And it's a small round symbol or spot, one that could be part of a pattern or could be used as punctuation. So in this case, above the lowercase I and J.
Okay, so you think of those, they're like basically an I is a line with a dot over it, a J, a line with a little tail and a dot over it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example sentence. The semicolon is a comma with a dot over it. We also talk about dots for patterns. This is a stripy pattern I've got on today. If I had a dot pattern, it would have lots of small spots or large spots. But with dots, we normally talk small spots all over it to make up some kind of pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Emily also mentioned the small letters I and J. So when we say small letters, we're not talking about the height. We're talking about the lower case letters. So this is just one form of letters, different from the capital ones, which are uppercase. So if you think of the uppercase I, it's kind of line with a line at the top and a line at the bottom. No dot there. J, line with a tail. Okay, no dot there either. So it's only the lowercase I and J, or the small letters I and J, that have the dots over them. Okay, when we write our names, we normally write a capital or uppercase letter for the first letter. The rest are small or lowercase letters. But anyway, back to our question. What is that dot called? What are our choices?
Well, we have choice A, which is a tittle.
Tittle?
Hmm.
That sounds like a laugh. I tittled.
Choice B, a period.
Okay, so you normally find those at the end of a sentence.
Yep. And choice C, that tricky one, a comma.
Ah, which is kind of like a little, like a tadpole. It's got a little tail at the end of it. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's not C, because it doesn't have a tail. It could be called a period on top, which is what we call most of the other dots and stuff, but in England we call that a full stop. We don't call it a period, so I don't think it's that. I'm going to go with tittle, even though it does sound like a laugh.
Well, you're right. Our article says you have no problem connecting the dots if you picked A.
Connecting the dots? Okay, well, I'm a little confused by that sentence. Connecting the dots is today's shortcut for you, so let's take a look at the video and learn more about the phrase.
Shortcut for you.
What's wrong, Celine?
I can't find my keys anywhere.
Try to remember where you last saw them.
If I knew, they wouldn't be missing, would they?
What were you doing before this?
I actually just got home. I had bags of groceries in my hands.
Let me connect the dots.
Connect what dots? I don't have time to play any games with you.
No, silly. To connect the dots means to connect pieces of information together to reveal something previously unknown.
Oh, I get it. To connect the dots means 还原真相.
So let me get this straight. You definitely had your keys because you had to open the door. Plus your hands were full, too. I think I know where they are.
Where?
Go and check the front door. I bet they're still there.
So we just came back from our Shortcut for You video. We looked at the expression connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually means to use a small amount of connecting information to discover a previously hidden conclusion.
Aha. We can also say to join the dots or join up the dots. And this refers to a type of simple art where you draw lines between numbered dots to see a picture. But you usually can't see what the picture is until you join almost all of the dots together.
So do you think you are very good at connecting the dots?
Oh, I'd like to think I am. I've watched enough Sherlock to be able to do that, but whether I could do it in real life, who knows? Okay, let's take a look at the article and about this tittle. Many languages add certain marks to their letters or characters that indicate a change in sound or meaning. So in that sentence, we use the word character, C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R, character. Now, this doesn't mean a character in a movie. Here, a character means a printed or written letter or symbol, often a symbol representing a letter or a number. We often talk about Chinese characters, the writing in Chinese, and as our example sentence says, learning Chinese characters is quite difficult for Westerners.
All right, and we also saw the word indicate. It's a verb, and it's spelled I-N-D-I-C-A-T-E, indicate. And it means to show something or to be a sign of something. So we can say this road sign indicates that you can't park your car here.
Yeah, it'll usually have a big line across a car or something like that. Okay, back to the article. It says examples include the German Umlaut, the Japanese Dakuten, and the tittle. Okay, we're going to use this handy board here to help you guys out while Emily explains what an Umlaut is. Go ahead.
All right, so an Umlaut is a German symbol that we use to give a certain word a specific meaning. And again, if we don't use that, the meaning will be different. So for German, again, that's very important to what the word's meaning is.
And also how it sounds. Well, here it's how it sounds. So an umlaut is this letter U with the dots over the top, two dots over the letter U. That is an umlaut. So then we've also learned about the
tittle, which is that one, the little dot over the I.
Okay, or J. We also saw Dakuten. Now, I can't write any Japanese. I'm not even going to try and draw this. But it kind of looks like two little dashes like that, that you add, if you can see that on the camera, to add to a Japanese character, and it shows how a sound is voiced. Now, when I mean voiced, like the difference between pin and bin. Okay, if you see that, that will tell Japanese speakers how to make a certain sound.
Mm-hmm. And looking back at our article, we see the question, where did this little dot come from?
That's an interesting question. The answer is, in general, a tittle refers to any small point or mark in writing or printing.
Mm-hmm. And we see this phrase in general, and it means usually, generally, or most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say, in general, I prefer fantasy novels, but I like mysteries as well.
I wrote that sentence about myself. We also saw the phrase refers to. This is another phrasal verb. To refer to something means it indicates that thing, it means that thing, or it is used to mean that thing. For example, if you look in our articles, the little numbers next to the words in our articles refer to the most important vocabulary in the article. You'll see them on the next page.
All right, and looking back at our article, we see the word comes from the Latin titulus, which means title.
Yeah, okay. Mm. It first appeared, even though it's Latin, which is a very old language, this word title first appeared in the 11th century, somewhat later than Latin was used to speak. It was used as a studying language. Tittle was used to make the two letters I and J stand out among other letters. We saw the word century there, C-E-N-T-U-R-Y, century. And a century is a period of 100 years. It can also refer to a period in time. We just use the 11th century. Now, be careful, because the 11th century actually means the numbers from 10, like 1066, and that era. So I say Pat's parents' house was built in the 19th century, because it was built in 1880. So do be careful when you use the 11th or 12th or 20th century. We're now in the 21st century, but the numbers are all 20.
Mm-hmm. And we also see stand out, which is a phrasal verb, and it means to be easier to notice due to a particular quality. So, for example, we can say Terry stands out in a crowd because he's extremely tall.
Very easy to see. Mm. The article continues, these days, many different alphabets use tittles, especially for the letter I.
And we also see, for example, Turkish actually has two letter I's, one with a tittle and one without.
So one with a dot on the top and one without it, just a line. Turkish, T-U-R-K-I-S-H, is a noun and it is the language spoken in the country of Turkey.
And also we see, of course, whichever I you use in Turkish dramatically changes the meaning of a word, making the tittle very important.
Okay, here we use an interesting adverb, dramatically, spelled D-R-A-M-A-T-I-C-A-L-L-Y, dramatically. To do something in a very dramatic way, which is a very striking way or a sudden way that causes big changes, okay? We can use dramatically to mean like a theatre person would do something. Big gestures, very theatrical. Mm-hmm. Like me, a lot of the time, I do certain things dramatically. But dramatically can also use to mean in a very big, a sudden, or a big changing kind of way. For example, when Benson won the lottery, his life changed dramatically.
Oh, okay? I believe it.
Yeah, that means it changed in a very big way. Before, he couldn't afford to buy maybe a new computer, he couldn't afford to buy a car, then he wins the lottery and everything changes. Okay, it's a big, dramatic change. And that also works with these two I's in Turkish. If you use the one with the tittle, you sound the word one way. If you use it without, you sound it in a different way. That's what we mean by a big dramatic change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've reached the end of today's article right now, so it is time to look at today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's chat question is, do you think the tittle, which is that little dot over the I or J, is it necessary? Why or why not? What do you think, Emily?
Well, I think it definitely accomplishes what originally it was supposed to. It does make the I and the J stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we learned in Turkey, it does even change the meaning of words.
That's true. I guess if you have the letter I without the dot, you could confuse it with an L.
Yeah.
Especially in those days. These days we don't often use like joined up or cursive writing, but in the old days people did a lot more. They used the very flowery writing, and if you didn't have that dot there, you maybe would be like, I can't even read this word. I have no idea what is going on. So yeah, it probably does serve a pretty important function to really help you. Okay, it's got a dot, it's definitely an I, something like that. Okay, we also looked at the word dramatically in today's article. So what would you say if I asked you, when has your life changed dramatically?
When I was 22, I left my country for the first time and went on a plane alone to Korea. And I've been in Asia since, and my life dramatically changed.
Yeah, that is a very big dramatic change. I've had, I guess... I think there's lots of changes that are big dramatic changes. You go to university, that is a dramatic, everything changes. You maybe move out of home, which is a huge change. You have to start looking after yourself a bit more. Coming to Taiwan, getting married, dramatic change. Children, which haven't happened to me yet, but it's probably not too long off. So that will be an even more dramatic change. My life will change dramatically. We also use the word century in the article. Which century is an interesting one to you?
Actually, I would have to say this century.
The 21st?
Yes.
Okay.
All the changes that are being made today, it really like makes a difference to me, and I really care about all the changes that have been happening. So
okay,
definitely the time we live in now. How about you?
I like my history, so I do like looking back and looking at how things have changed in the past. I do have a soft spot for the 18th. Due to the many changes that took place in terms of how people thought about whether they should have kings or whether they shouldn't have kings and how their countries ought to be run and organized. Some very big changes happened in that century. So that's one that I find quite interesting personally. Okay, we're out of time for today's article, but we'll be back tomorrow to find out some more fun facts about punctuation and the English language. Join us again then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Fun facts. What is the dot over the small letter I and J actually called? A tittle. B, a period. C, a comma. You have no problem connecting the dots if you picked A. Many languages add certain marks to their letters or characters that indicate a change in sound or meaning. Examples include the German umlaut, the Japanese dakuten, and the tittle. Where did this little dot come from? In general, a tittle refers to any small point or mark in writing and printing. The word comes from the Latin titulus, which means title. It first appeared in the 11th century and was used to make the two letters I and J stand out among other letters. These days, many different alphabets use tittles, especially for the letter I. For example, Turkish actually has two letter I's, one with a tittle and one without. Of course, whichever I you use in Turkish dramatically changes the meaning of a word, making the tittle very important. Vocabulary Review. Dot. There was a strange red dot on the new sweater I bought, so I returned it. Character. This letter was written in Chinese characters. Indicate. The man indicated that he was okay by giving the thumbs up. Century. The 20th century actually means the 1900s. Dramatically. The teacher's tone of voice changed dramatically when he talked to his students.